O great creator of heaven and earth, I ask you to take these words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. One of the most intimate experiences that we can have with others is sharing a meal. And throughout history, you know, sitting together at a table, it has been a sacred act, one of trust, one of companionship, one of belonging. And the Last Supper was no different. But Jesus, he took that intimacy one step further. He didn't just share a meal with his disciples. He physically knelt before them. He washed their feet. And foot washing was deeply personal. It was an act normally reserved for the lowest of servants. It required physical touch. It required humility. And it required a willingness to serve someone in a way that was considered uncomfortable. Imagine yourself in that room. Dusty, old, worn, dirty feet handled by Jesus, the teacher and the Lord. And imagine Peter's reaction here. You know, it kind of makes sense when we think about it. He felt exposed. He felt vulnerable. This idea of his master kneeling before him, touching his feet and serving him was just too much to comprehend. And yet, Jesus challenged him and all the disciples. He challenged them to lean into that discomfort, to embrace the kind of love and the kind of service that doesn't protect its own dignity, but instead gives fully of itself. Intimacy. It can be intimidating, but because it requires us to lower our defenses. It requires trust. It requires vulnerability. And, well, many people shy away from it. Well, because they associate intimacy with weakness. But Jesus, he shows us the opposite. He shows us that true intimacy is strength. It is love in its purest form. And when we think about the ways that we show love today, you know, many of us are comfortable with words, and we'll send a kind message, we'll offer encouragement, we'll send someone love. Or we may also show love through action and helping out and providing for someone's needs. But the kind of love Jesus demonstrated here is deeply personal. And it requires not just action, but presence. It requires being with someone in their most vulnerable state and choosing to stay. And that's why foot washing is so powerful. It's not just about cleansing. It's about being close. It's about caring for someone. Caring for someone in a way that acknowledges their humanity, their fragility, and their worth. Jesus was showing his disciples that his love for them wasn't just theoretical. It was tangible. It was real. And it was intimate. He didn't just serve in a distant, transactional way. He got close, he got personal, and he invites us to do the same. This intimacy extends far beyond foot washing. When we truly serve others, we step into the kind of relationship that Jesus modeled, one where we see each other, where we know each other, where we love each other deeply. You know, when Jesus says, "Love one another as I have loved you," he's inviting us into this intimate kind of love. A love that isn't afraid. That isn't afraid to kneel. That isn't afraid to touch, to serve, to see people in their most vulnerable moments and love them anyway. So the question for us is, are we willing to love like that? Are we willing to step into the kind of intimacy that Jesus modeled? Not just in our relationships with friends and family, but with those who need love the most. Tonight, we remember this event. But let's not just observe it from a distance. Let's enter into it. Let's allow ourselves to be vulnerable before Christ. Let's allow ourselves to accept His love. And then go out and share the same deep, intimate love with others. Amen.